Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 12th May 2021. Top stories for today. Minister of Finance Dato Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz stated today that the US Department of Justice DOJ has transferred 1.9 billion ringgit of funds recovered from assets related to One Malaysia Development Berhad to the Malaysian government. He said the trust account has received 16.5 billion ringgit of seized and repatriated 1MDB funds. Former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has admitted to flouting COVID-19 standard operating procedures during a Ramadan event in Langkawi. In a statement today, the Langkawi MP apologised for breaching the SOP and said that he would accept any punishment meted out over the event that took place on May 8 at Surau Tsunami Batu Arang, Kuala Teriang, Kedah. Singapore reports another 4 Malaysians among the 25 new COVID-19 cases. One of the Malaysians linked to the cluster had tested preliminary positive with the B1617 variant, pending further tests for confirmation. While two other cases, which involved the Malaysians, were categorised as unlinked, with one person who works as an operating theatre technician at the Ng Teng Fong General Hospital. On the international front, Brazil's health regulators said that the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shot by pregnant women should be immediately suspended as authorities investigate the reported death of an expectant mother in Rio de Janeiro from a stroke possibly related to the inoculation. The suspension, which applies only to AstraZeneca's shot and not to vaccines developed by Sinovac and Pfizer that are also being used in the country, was enacted as a precautionary measure after health regulator Anvisa issued a warning about the vaccine's use in pregnant women earlier in the day. India's deaths from COVID-19 swelled by another 4,205, while daily coronavirus cases rose by more than 340,000, with the overall tally of cases surging past 23 million. Rural parts of India are also running short of wood for traditional Hindu cremations, and scores of bodies are washing up on the banks of the Ganges River, which flows through the most populous areas of the northern plains. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.